So this is the Right Back to the Simpsons podcast. I'm Rudy.
I'm Steven.
I'm Oscar.
And we're not ashamed to podcast.
No, we're not.
We're here. We're podcasters. We don't...
Get used to it.
Okay, I was going to say something else, but I couldn't think of it, so I'm glad you stepped in there just for that moment.
I guess we'll talk about it. I don't want to talk about it now. I just don't... there's something that... Something I thought about the other day. Full disclosure, I am Mexican, and...
Get the fuck out of my house!
Wow, I should turn your mic down. Screamed right into the mic. Finally, you're talking to the mic, and that's the... And we're trying out this new mic, so that's good. Not that I'm going to get rid of it or anything, but the interesting thing is, when you're in line in like a Mexican store or something like that, and they're talking Spanish, and you're like, and you have that moment where it's like, should I answer in Spanish? But you're looking at me, Oscar. Talk.
I don't know what you're talking. I don't know where you're going with this.
They speak to you in Spanish, and then you have that split second decision. Should I go ahead and answer in Spanish? Because it's just going to be small words, and I know them.
Do you know Spanish as a language altogether?
I know it. If you speak to me in Spanish, I can completely understand what you're saying. Speaking it, that's my weakness.
And here's my segue into my story of going to the most Mexican store I've ever visited in my life.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
It's called Mi Tienda.
Oh, I love that store.
Dude, don't get me wrong. It's a nice store.
It's
an H-E-B, you know, little
like a Fiesta.
It's more Mexican.
It's an H-E-B and a Fiesta had a kid.
There you go.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And that kid's name is Miguel.
There you go.
Okay, so what's the name of this place?
Mi Tienda.
Oh,
Mi Tienda.
Why did I let you call you Oscar when your name is Coochies? I forgot about that last podcast. You're Coochies.
All right, so
Mi Tienda. I didn't realize you were talking about Mi Tienda. I love Mi Tienda.
No, I mean wrong. It's a nice store.
Oh my god,
they had churros there. Those things were fucking delicious. I went back and bought two more of those things with the vanilla filled in.
They have
I
love excellent churros. Carnitas there.
Dude.
Excellent carnitas.
Best dude, churros I mean, ever have is SeaWorld, dude.
Really?
Yep. Okay, so Mi Tienda.
So I walked in there and I asked him, you know, I was like, because I got pissed at Walmart because some fucker cut me off and just, anyway, I called him a cunt and left.
And
that's your MO.
Well, that's pretty much it. Well, hold on. We'll hang on to that. Just one moment. Hit pause.
Okay, so now we're surrounded by this is a real sausage fest now.
Hey, that's his name.
I started recording and Steve looked away, as always.
This will be edited out.
Yeah. So okay, we have the three of us and we have Matt.
Matt
just stares at the floor quietly. Thank you, Matt. Joey turns around from the mic.
Hey, what's up? Who is it?
And Donkey. Do you want to be known as Donkey, sir?
Might as well. It's like
okay. Special guest, Mr. Horse.
Right. Donkey's fine.
Donkey? Okay.
Can I have you pull a cart for me a little bit later?
Pull a what?
Cart.
You can pull it. Enjoy. Why don't you go ahead and give your Twitter
Burdens,
names?
I mean...
Okay, so I start recording. Everybody just looks down.
All right,
great.
Well, we are sidetracked by other things, but anyway, get out of here. We don't need your kind in here. By that, I mean Mexicans.
I should leave then.
Yeah.
Dude,
before we got here. Oh, well, I should plug in your mic then if you're going to start talking. you're like, I'm not going to talk.
He was holding his mic like Osama bin Laden.
He's like,
you got to hold like,
he
holds his mic like that.
No, I'm not looking like I'm
make sure it's
so you guys have a story about something that happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
Insanity.
How close were y'all? To the proximity.
Let's talk about what exactly happened. Okay. So you guys were driving, and then
let's go back to the details of your night when you were going through the Washburn tunnel.
The both of them.
Anyway.
Okay.
So
yeah, just put it in between them because the orange isn't picking up for some reason that well. Okay. So I'm just going to turn up yellow a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
This on?
Yeah.
All right. So we're driving to the Washburn tunnel to pick up Donkey.
Yeah. Use the orange there. Thank you, Matt. You're going to have to edit all this.
I'll edit the hell out of this. Okay, let's take it from the top. You guys were driving and...
Driving
definitely editing going on in there.
Yeah.
start over from scratch?
Let's just go ahead and start over.
So we have the three of us, and then we have Matt, Joey, and Donkey. Say hello, gentlemen.
Hello. Hello, gentlemen.
What's happening?
Okay, so you guys were driving over from Pasadena, and you guys have a bit of a tale to tell.
Oh, yeah. So we're driving. You want to start, or...
You have to put your mouth up to the mic. Oh, yeah. You're supposed to be a rapper and everything, and you don't. And you,
check.
He's
check,
talking
one,
about
two.
Rapping gifts.
No, actually, no, it sounds good. Okay, good.
Doesn't mean you have to be a good rapper.
Well, that's true. I don't believe
it. See
that.
His Christmas presents after he's done. They're horrible.
He lost his job at Macy's.
Wait, would you steal your paper?
Okay, so you guys were driving, and you heard some sort of something?
No, we're just driving, and you're talking.
That was me that turned your mic off, too.
Oh,
so.
Thank you.
So, living in Southeastern and Pasadena area, we see the refineries shooting out their smoke all the time. So no big deal. But today we saw a beer cloud of smoke run out. Stoners. As we get closer, notice that it is a
fire. Big, leaning.
As we get closer, we notice that it is a fire. And it's right there, right before the entrance to the Washburn Tunnel. So... Traffic coming out of the tunnel slowing down.
He pulls away. You start talking, and then you're like, so anyway.
So traffic exiting and going into the Washburn Tunnel starts building up, and a couple of cars are pushing out. They don't want to go down. Some of them are turning around. But, as we're waiting to see what we can do, because we're trying to just go straight through to go pick him up, just get it over with.
Hold on. Were y'all coming down from, I-10 back into Pasadena, or y'all going away?
We're going
from 225.
From 225 to I-10.
Yeah. Just as as a quick question to throw at somebody, what exactly is the Washburn Tunnel? For anybody who doesn't know what it is.
It's the only way to get to the other side of the
Houston?
The
ship channel.
There you go, the ship channel, without having to go over 610 North or going over that big giant bridge
tunnel that goes under a huge body of water.
The Washburn Tunnel was in place before the 610 bridge was actually made.
Yeah.
That was the only way you could actually get from across the bayou was going through the Washburn
Tunnel. And
then
that's where my neighborhood is, and there's no other way besides the Washburn or going over 610 to get out. And then we get stuck between two trains, so if those trains are going, I'm literally stuck in that neighborhood. Impossible to leave.
How long is the drive in the Washburn Channel? It's like a 10-minute drive from beginning to end?
Nowhere near. No. It's maybe 2 minutes.
Have you been on the Washburn Channel?
Nah,
really?
You've never been through the Washburn?
I've never been to the Washburn. That's why I'm...
It blew my mind.
It's basically just a two-lane underpass, basically.
Yeah. A two-lane hole that you just go in and come out?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
It's like about 2-3 miles long. I mean,
you make this
descent in like into a bowl, and you come right back up. I mean, you're going to lose phone signal, radio signal, everything.
Yeah. Unless, of course, you have your iPod
sense of time.
The radio.
Well, yeah, that's the only way you have. I'm talking about for phone signal or anything like that, to call for help. If you're in there, you're fucked if you break down.
Oh, okay. All right. Good to know. Okay, so you guys were at the beginning of the Washburn Tunnel, traveling down and coming up, or what happened?
No, we haven't even gotten down yet because the car in front of us had stopped. So we're all just kind of, because this fire was right there. Like, we're sitting right, 5 feet from the entrance.
Okay.
Fire was right there, out of nowhere. Mushroom Cloud Hollywood production.
Did you feel the heat?
Yeah.
Y'all could feel the heat from the
explosion, man. It was
like a concussion.
Maybe like 60 yards.
We fucking just froze. Like
maybe 100 yards away.
You're like, what the fuck?
Like, oh, pictures. Click.
Did your car?
Let me see the picture.
Did your car kind of rock like Jurassic Park ish?
That would have been cool.
I was at home asleep while this was happening.
Oh shit! So you were asleep and woken up by this explosion?
No, I was woken up by them coming to get me. Is what it was.
Well, no, how big the explosion was? All the kids in the playground. Holy shit! Saw that. They're all like, oh man, did you see that? Like, explain it the way kids explain it to each other.
Yeah. Well,
they were all in the playground, and they moved down towards the fence because you could see the sky, the smoke billowing up in the sky.
As soon as I posted it, Mark tweeted me. He said that him and John saw a light from where they were at.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could see it, dude. That's why I asked him because Rudy got here a little bit after Matt called me, like all excited, like, "Oh my god, dude! I just saw the explosion!" And I told Rudy, I was like, "Dude, did you see the explosion?" He was like, "No, what explosion?" I was like, "Dude, just like Matt, him and Joey just saw one explode."
Yeah,
and you're like, "Oh shit!"
An explosion explode.
Yeah, on the way, on it the way was back fire. Out towards the it was tunnel. They shut down the tunnel on the way back. They weren't letting nobody through, but you could see.
We were going around. There was a few cop cars there. Yeah.
You could still see it from the other side of the ship channel. You could still see that fire going. It was pretty crazy. They got a video of it too, which is pretty good.
So were you not woken up by this?
I was not. No, I'm a very heavy sleeper.
It wasn't the loudest. It was just like just.
That's so non-dramatic. You know, dude, you should have been woken up. Oh, shit, looking out the window, seeing the fire, cracking, falling down, dude.
Listen to Oscar as he tries
Hollywood
to make up
some Hollywood style.
But that totally wasn't Hollywood style.
You watch way too many Michael Bay.
Michael Bay, dude, Transformers 3. Dude, have you seen Transformers 3?
Michael Bay movies.
I haven't even seen Transformers 2.
Don't.
Oh, shit.
Don't.
You need to watch it. That's my movie.
Dude, if you want to know what those movies were.
Transformers 1? It's the same movie.
I've seen 1 and 3.
Did you see 3? What'd you think about 3?
I hated it.
This is bad.
I can't get around the Shia LaBeouf bandwagon. I can't do it.
I can't either. Just ignore him.
He does have dreamy eyes.
There's only like 4 people in this world I would choke out, and he happens to be the first 3. Like,
it's pretty weird that you obsess about him.
Yeah, no, I know you're. Just a little.
It's almost
it's like, I wonder how he looks naked so I could kill him naked. That's it. That's it.
So you can rub up against his muscles, but not in a gay way.
Hey, man, as long as you say no homo after you do it, it doesn't matter.
No, as long as if you're holding a football, you cancel each other out.
Is he a Jew or he's not a Jew?
Nah.
Charlotte?
Nah, Shia
really? Right? Really, Oscar?
what's with the anti-Semitic? I'm the one that's anti-Semitic most of the time.
That's his shtick.
I'm proud of my joke.
Ironically,
the last one was Holocaust-co. You'll say more than Schindler.
Octopi Wall Street.
Octopi Wall Street. I heard that. There's like the punchline.
Yeah.
Oh, I think any Schindler's
ironically, that's your shtick.
My shtick?
Yeah.
That is my shtick.
That's
like my other idea was for a hot dog stand was Anne's Franks. You'll wonder where we've been.
See, now he's just playing up to the audience.
Yes, I am.
You'll hear this when you're listening to it. To me making my snide remarks. That's the nice thing about the headphones. I can just
I freed the what?
That's a great joke. That's a great joke.
No, that was just kind of an inside joke, but yeah.
Lindsay
if y'all
Lohan.
Want to hear some really racist shit,
okay.
Lisa, just let her talk.
Listen to my wife. That's awesome. You want to hear some really racist shit? Just talk to my wife. That's like the best thing ever, dude. So
she just
I've
recently
heard, I've heard
yeah,
she, things.
Matt's
I've
heard her talk.
Heard her.
You're just like. Like oh,
I mean, I think it's hilarious.
Oh, it is, and she has no shame. Like.
If only it was a joke.
Oh, my God. Exactly, dude.
So you really, you and Mark.
Okay. Well, it was Twitter. And on Twitter, my thing is you don't take anything serious on that at all whatsoever. Like, the way it was described to me best by him, which he doesn't remember, which was it's a litter box for ideas. You just go it's just you just shoot it out there. It doesn't matter how stupid it is.
And no one gives a fuck what
nobody gives a
doing.
Fuck with exactly. Dude,
yeah, I'm literally sitting down. Who gives a fuck? Say something funny about
like,
you sitting down.
Yeah. And, you know, like I try to be funny. You know, I don't want to
try.
keyword try.
Try.
Yes. Anyway, so you know, but it's a cool thing you gotta do. It's just a little quick quip. But anyway, he
this is Mark. He is Mark.
Mark.
Who is Mark?
Mark? He's actually a follow
Mark
him on
Mersky.
Twitter. Mark Mersky.
Oh.
The one who looks like Fogel, who let himself go. I mean, with all the love, man. You might.
I doubt it. Nobody listens.
But anyway.
To me. It's just me and you.
It was. It was at the point he was twittering these links to Alex Jones InfoWars.
I love Alex Jones. Though. I love how the craziness.
Yeah, it just like you're like really. You just listen to it, but you after a while your common sense.
Black Hawk with helicopters coming to take your woman's uterus.
And he was, he's that age where you know you guys right now y'all are all in that same age. Y'all get past this usually when you get past that 25, or until you're logical right
I'll
away.
I'll say Mark is at that stage, but like I can say because I've
listened to Joey as he distances himself.
Yeah,
we're past that point. Like,
well, yeah, I mean I don't believe they're
understand that
conspiracies are just they're like totally absurd. Like you're like really do you think they have that much working?
I love
know?
Conspiracy
I
theories.
I
just
like,
for the story.
Exactly.
I like them. It's just I don't find myself you know. Worrying about it. Like, I don't give a
exactly.
shit.
Well,
that's why I don't get a flu shot, dude.
Calm down with the pot. We know you're a pothead.
I don't get a flu shot at all.
I do.
That's the government's way of tracking you, dude.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Get your ever handle a penny. Government has your DNA.
There's still some aluminum in the Oh, you want to make a hat?
Well, anyway, so Mark was basically tweeting that, wake up, people. They're building FEMA camps out there.
I read that. I don't follow him, but I read that. I was like, wow,
I could actually look it up.
He gets angry. He's like, so this bill got passed and no one's going to do anything? Like,
yeah, but and if he
the funny thing is that bill didn't get passed, though.
It did. No, it got shut down in the Senate.
It got shut down in the Senate. So, no, it passed the House, but it didn't pass the Senate. So,
but
therefore, it's gone.
It was supposedly you basically can lock up any American. It doesn't matter. As long if they're suspected of being terrorists, you can be held indefinitely without trial. So, basically, this actually totally null and voids your Fourth Amendment right to, you know...
having a soldier in your house?
That's three, bitch.
That's not the right one. That would have been funny. That would have been a good one.
But anyway, so it basically nullifies a constitutional amendment. So, yeah, it got shot down. But, yeah, you're not going to hear these if you're in this whole bubble world where you believe a conspiracy where everything is completely real. And, you know, you're just like, after a while, you're just like, really? That's just, you're fucking retarded if you believe that. I'm sorry. It's like, I tend to be a logical thinking person, you know, and yeah. And anyway, so he was basically talking about how these camps are there, you can see them, and you know,
right off of I-10
by Baytown.
There's this FEMA camp just like a couple of miles from.
Well, anyway,
is it?
And my response was because again, I take nothing serious on Twitter. I take it with a grain of salt, and I tweeted. I was like, here, this will explain it all. And I sent him a picture, and he texted me almost as soon as I sent it. He was like, "Dude, I'm laughing my balls off at that." And
what
then he tweeted,
"What picture did you send?"
What was the picture? The chick bending over, showing her ass and pissing. Because it seemed like they're having a kind of like this. It's about to start off into like a real fucking.
I can tell instantly, like his response to that, to my response, to his response.
Yeah,
he like I could tell. Just read it in that message, like yeah. He was pissed at this.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah no, there was. He seemed angry.
Yeah, you know? And I was like, you know, I told him, I was like, hey, I even invited him. I was like, dude, come on my podcast. We'll talk about this.
And he automatically said my podcast too.
Shut up. Anyway, it was holy shit. Anyway,
how old is this kid?
He's
20. Their age.
He's 20 and he has.
I'm actually not their age.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh,
you old fucker!
A little bit.
Yeah. So this seems like this kid's like 20 and he's having these kind of crazy conspiracy.
Yeah, I've been having those theories since middle school.
I believe me. Hey,
9/11 happened when we were that age.
Yeah, I really think it's just about awareness, man.
I was 23.
It doesn't matter age. It's just a matter of awareness. You know.
So you know, yeah, you're like, holy shit, government, this and that. I saw this on the internet.
Rage Against the Machine, the first time in seventh grade. That's when I started doing all this weird, like, well, they're after you kind of thing.
Yeah, it's not the case.
But they are.
He just caught that trend later.
My thing about all these conspiracy theories. And you know, everybody has something they want to say about stuff like that. And the way I see it, there's really, what are you going to do about it? I mean, honestly, right. Are you going to get up? Are you going to start a rally or something? You're going to rally troops together?
That's what I want to tell Mark.
You know what I'm going to do about it? I'm going to do nothing about it. I'm going to sit at home,
you know, because
smoke
you,
a blunt.
Well, like I say,
just because there's nothing really I know no, I can
you're
do.
Like,
I, mean.
I was like, when I talk to people like that, you know, like young and idealistic, like I was talking to these interns at work. And I think I crushed their souls. You know, it's
why did you tell them to crush their souls?
Well, you know, I was telling them
Santa Claus isn't real.
What?
I was telling them as much as like, you know, because they're, you know, talking about they're gonna, you know, like this is gonna happen if they do this movement, and you know, and I was like, I remember when I was young and idealistic, and I thought that I actually changed something on the scale that you thought that would benefit the rest of mankind. But when you get older, you're like fucking, you distracted because life is happening and you know this is a bunch of shit and you're
don't
just like,
listen, Matt.
You
no,
know,
you can do it.
So, you know, like I said, you get to that point and, you know, just telling them, I was like, I didn't get my degree, but I make more money than you. And, you know, I was like, I'm
awesome.
And the fact is that I didn't even finish and you guys are still working, and you're gonna have like tons of fucking debt. You know, just going off, and they're like, you know, you just see their like the hope just like fading in their eyes. You know, and I was like, oh man, I did it again. I shouldn't have talked to these kids. You know, I was like, just like kill their drive. But
in eighth grade,
you should be a demotivational speaker.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Give up. In eighth grade,
beat complacency, kids. It's the best thing in the world.
Only holes I put in boxes are circles.
So get anyway, out of my house. Yeah, get out of my house.
Let's not and say we did.
So
no.
You get no.
Anyway,
you get
so
no
let's
knuckles
get back. Let's
that.
Get back to the story. Wah,
wah, wah. You get no knuckles.
For we that. We
he looked at me with a serious face with the knuckles out. Yes.
We took a detour here.
Yes.
We're in our 30s, people.
Yes, we're in our 30s. They're in their 20s, the three of them.
24, yeah.
That's still your 20s. You're it's like, no, I'm 24.
That, you are, sir, you are closer to 20 than you are to 30.
I'm 5 weeks after 21, and I already feel older.
Where the hell's my weed?
In his 30s, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
I'll edit that out.
Yeah, anyway.
I just have to give you the raw feed on this, and you just go to town on it.
All right. So anyway, we were conversing back and forth as far as, like, what are the conspiracies, and he didn't like... He didn't like my response. He was like... That may be good and well for you, you know.
Oh,
but
yeah. I hope that picture makes you laugh or something.
It makes you feel better because it doesn't make me.
And then he made a snide remark on his own.
Yeah, and then he went off and, like, he felt sorry for me. And I was
yeah.
like, I was good. Honestly, dude, I was
ready,
like,
for you to cut him in half.
I was about to fucking eviscerate this kid. And I was like, you know what? No. I was like, he's cool. I actually talked to him. I was like, you know, he's not going to know that. Because, I mean, he knows how I am, kind of to a point, but not to that much.
Right.
Like, the way he knows that I bust his balls, you know.
Right.
I mean, he
can
go back and forth. He doesn't take it personally. It's just funny. That's
right.
What he goes
it's
for.
Solid and fun.
That's what, it's exactly.
No,
he
it's
takes
not.
It, he would
it's
take
malicious.
It to heart.
Yeah.
He takes
I'm
it
a man
heart.
About it. I sit the insides of my thighs at home in private.
What?
I don't know.
After he insults me.
Oh, yeah.
You what?
After I insult him, he tell between his legs, you just
because
you're
wow.
like, I pull my sack, and I was like, dude, what are you talking about? You're
like
nowhere.
Inside of, you literally were rubbing the inside of your legs. Like,
I
don't.
I just go mean after a while. Like, I've done that to a few times to him because he thought he was making fun of me, and I was like, all right, I'm just gonna go evil. You're gonna die alone, and nobody loves you. And he was like, like after that.
That's why we have a bit of a détente. We can't.
Yeah.
We don't go after each other because we know that it'll just won't end pretty.
I was like, it's like, anyway, so.
He wants to hold the iPad.
No, I was trying to get it unhooked.
Just blow it on these guys.
Oh.
He just blew it.
Yeah,
there was dust on his iPad, and he just blew it off.
And the keef.
He just blessed you.
You know, speaking of glasses, I think I'm the only one here not wearing any.
You feel like a weirdo, don't you?
Yeah,
I think I got 2 cool points for that.
Freak! Freak! 2 eyes!
That's why it's 2 cool points.
Your name is fucking Donkey. How do you get 2 cool points?
I know, yeah.
Because I have a really big dick, dude. That's
no, good stuff.
In his pocket. He keeps it under his bed.
It's like that black man came at me like out of nowhere. It's a good thing I had that machete.
Always go with the race, don't you?
Yes, sir. Like I said, I some people think I Tim Watley'd.
Yeah,
see, you're all just like, what the fuck is Tim Watley?
I didn't even know what you meant when you said it.
I still don't know what you mean.
Based on context, he was a serial rapist?
No. Apparently, I don't watch Seinfeld.
Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah, again, because it was before your time.
It was during my time.
I'm just racist.
Really.
I was old enough to catch Seinfeld. I just didn't.
Tim Watley was one a character that kept coming up on Seinfeld, and what he did was
starts turn it off.
He married and converted into Judaism.
Oh, so he could make the jokes.
And Jerry's like, you only converted to make the jokes. I married a black woman. Now you're coming around.
I get that. Yeah.
So, but again, like, there's nothing I can come up with anywhere near that as mean as that woman can get. She gets, like, to your soul racist. You know, I'm like...
Like, old world racist.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I was like, I'm fucking heartless. I'm like, Yeah, that woman could come up with some new ways. Like, dude, she just came around. She goes, am I mean? And she's like, because Roberta told me that I'm mean, but in a different way mean. And I was like, you are pretty fucking mean. And I was like, you know how to get to somebody's, like, soul and, like, just hold on to it and twist it. And she's like, really? I was like, yeah.
And she married you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's okay. Well, anyway. So okay.
I busted up in that.
You but oh, say it again. Say it again.
I busted up in that.
That makes me laugh. I was listening to an older one, and you said that, and I laughed out loud. That was pretty good. So this week was the marks the 7th anniversary of Dime being shot on stage and killed. Pantera, you brought up the question of Pantera and Metallica comparing that. They're apples and oranges.
But let open him up to the subject because he probably has
something. Okay, I'm gonna tell you something right now that you don't know. This guy is gay. Just anyway.
What?
This guy
is that a slam at me?
This guy is I call him Matt Pinfield.
Okay.
I don't know if you know who Matt Pinfield is.
Yeah,
I have
no
idea.
You just
who
made
Matt
a reference
is.
Of a reference that
Matt Pinfield was MTV one of the VJs. And this guy knew so. I mean,
yeah, he
like,
recently passed away, right?
Oh wow, he did.
Yeah, he used to host the show, right? Hangbreakers Ball.
Yeah, yeah,
ballhead guy.
Yeah, I think he died.
Speaking
I think
as a 20,
away.
Really?
Yeah.
Speaking as a 21-year-old,
I think it was him, or it was from Yo MTV Raps. I don't remember. One of them died.
Well,
one of them old VJs.
I have the internet. I can look it up.
Oh, there you go.
Wait, go back to your back to your story. What were you talking about? With
I know a little bit about music here and there.
Yeah, basically, Rudy knows a lot about music. Like, you know, my thing would be movies. Like, I have a weird, uncanny ability to like almost name any movie. Like, people do that shit at work, and it freaks them out. They're like, how do you know that? I was like, I watched a lot of TV. Okay. And anyway, he's like that with music.
So you're like the Matt Pinfield of music?
Yeah.
Is that the reference?
He knows obscure, like, references, just knows, like, these bands. Like, I don't know, like, how the fuck do you know this?
But I've flipped a lot. I know a lot about metal.
Yeah.
Metal is my specialty.
I would, if anything I needed to know about music, I would usually ask him. He introduced me a lot of bands, and I in turn introduced him to those bands.
So I've been listening to Meshuggah again this week. This week because I just need something that I need.
These guys,
because you are a homosexual. That's why you enjoy the company of other men. You enjoy other men in your mouth. That's why.
I heard Meshuggah.
I like. Yeah. I actually like Mastodon over Meshuggah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I know people say that. You know, they're kind of. Emulating their style and stuff, but I think Mastodon has a better delivery than they do. I really do.
Mastodon is nice, but they're not as heavy as.
They're more groovy, more stoner.
I've seen Mastodon
metal.
Play three separate times, and each time when they opened up for Slayer twice, and I forget when else.
You know, I saw Slayer when they came with.
You do not bathmouth Slayer.
Just for the record, Matt Pinfield is still alive.
Yes.
I'm wearing the shirt.
What was the original discussion? Well, hang on. Mastodon, every time
Well, he was
say
talking
that,
about comparing Metallica to Pantera.
Metallica. Real quick, every time you say Mastodon, I'm thinking Black Power Ranger. We'll come back to
Mastodon?
Yeah. Black Power Ranger, the original?
Really? I don't know.
The Blue Power Ranger was gay.
He was gay. That's the original Blue Power Ranger.
Okay. Many discussions. Shut it down.
I think after Ride the Lightning, it started falling off, like Metallica. I think so.
That sounds like the classic argument of someone who
he was telling
care.
Me how...
Oh, well, they're not as good as they were before. Their first record was great.
I think the music
they sold out. The second you sell one record, you sell out.
I can say the same thing about Eminem. Eminem, when he started off, he was badass.
Eminem is the best rapper ever.
And Jar Jar Binks is my favorite Star Wars character.
Lyrically,
when he started doing the
lyrically, Eminem is the best rapper ever. He will tear anybody up.
I think Eminem has a better delivery. I don't think lyrically he's the best. I mean, there's better lyricists out there.
This is my house, sir. You go by my rules.
Dude, his lyrics are phenomenal. I think Eminem's one of the best rappers. I'm not going to say he's the best rapper ever, but
I would say he's best. But I'm not saying he's not good. I'm not saying that at all. I think he's phenomenal. He's great. I don't think he's like the best lyricist.
Oh, hey, Matt. Okay.
But his ability to deliver his lyrics is uncanny, unmatched, really. You know what I mean? Even his little protege Royce can't even come up to it. You know what I mean? Like, I think
Oscar. I don't know. I don't know anything about rap.
You're saying that his new stuff is not as good as his old stuff. Like from Recovery, is not as good as the Marshall Mathers LP.
I'm just using him. Yeah, I'm just using him as an example. I can see because a lot of people do that. A lot of bands start off good, and then you know as they progress musically, me as a fan, I didn't.
You think it's worse and worse?
I just didn't. I don't like following.
Dude, it's like 10 years later though. I mean, you're talking like over a 10-year period, and he's got like a kid who's now like.
Today.
Like he doesn't. None of that pain is there anymore.
But I'm saying later, maybe sometime in the future, I'll come around. I can see why they did this album, and I like it for that. But
that's more
I'm
on like your
yet.
That's more for your inspiration, though. Whenever he did like his originals, there was some fucked up shit going on in his life, and he had that type of inspiration to really inspire him to do what he was doing. Whereas now he's fucking rich, has no problems, and his kid's growing up going to a private school.
That's actually one of the reasons why I really can't take the music seriously after that, though. Yeah. I mean, he's got no real problems. There's no real emotion coming from it. You know what I mean?
I mean, he's just.
I just, I don't know. I mean maybe if he was having fun doing it because he's carefree now, you know,
he has
maybe.
Really, he has
but
really
it doesn't really match who he is anymore. You know what I mean? It
does. Song he did for The Town.
Yeah. I actually didn't see The Town.
Oh, The Town's a badass movie, dude.
I hear a lot of, I haven't seen it.
It was really good.
I like The Town.
I liked it. Yeah, you're kind of one of those like Ben Affleck. You're like, fuck, this guy can direct.
You're right, dude. He wrote that too.
I like Gone Baby Gone. I thought Gone Baby Gone ended, and then it's like, oh wait a second, there's still another 45-minute act.
Dude, that movie was good.
That was a decent movie. I was surprised by
Casey. I think Casey Affleck wrote that, didn't he? He wrote it and started.
Yeah,
but I know his brother directed it.
Was it okay? I didn't know Casey.
I have the internet in my hands.
So your original thing was you're saying that like Metallica is just their new stuff's not as good as their old stuff, and the same thing with Pantera and.
No,
he was comparing Pantera to Metallica.
No. Oh, so we're going on two different arguments.
Yeah. The only reason why I sparked it was because.
I've seen Pantera play live 4 times.
What am I looking up again?
4 times. Four, not once.
I was never lucky enough to see
it
live before Dimebag passed.
I don't know.
Casey Affleck directing Gone Baby Gone.
Okay. Gone Baby Gone. That's right.
So
4 times.
It was the anniversary of Dimebag's death.
Twice in the Summit, but when it was still the
Summit.
Summit?
Yes.
Someone's wearing their age.
I'm old.
Dude, Jesus is in there now. That's Lakewood Church.
Thank you, man. That's not a Jesus.
Yeah,
that's
it was Ben Affleck.
Satan.
Joel Osteen is Satan?
Yes.
Slayer played in the Summit in 1991 with Clash of the Titans. So therefore,
dude, we went to a shitload of concerts together. It was like all
you went to Clash of the Titans?
No, I didn't.
I was about to say, man, like, man, that's
my
awesome.
Sister went to Clash of the Titans.
That's concert credit right there, man.
I saw the last Clash of the Titans. I saw Slayer, Megadeth, Anthrax last fall.
You saw the Big Four?
No. The three.
Oh, just the three, right.
ZZ Top and Los Lobos did the last show at the Summit. And I went to
Los Lobos, La Bamba, baby.
They're the only one. Like, I don't like Richard Valens. I'm not going to say that. But Los Lobos, they made Richard Valens songs 10 times better.
Oh, I agree with that from La Bamba, dude. That's, I think so. That's my movie. I cried at the end.
I didn't.
Richie!
He didn't know the ending. That's what happened. He was looking up his music, like, oh, I want to,
like, hello,
you should be over. Baby, goodbye, baby.
Try fucking Woody Woodpecker.
It's like, I see a mountain and nothing going to stop my way into the side of the plane.
You kind of got me interested. Do you think
I know.
Do you think that, like, the bands like Metallica, that their older stuff is better than newer stuff, or they're just progressively good, like, every album?
No, I don't think any band is progressively good any album.
Yeah.
I mean,
throughout the ages, though.
Obviously, there's going to be those moments where the, you know, creativity just stops, and then they just really have nothing. I mean, Kirk Hammett himself, when he plays guitar, he likes to use his same little melody. He just switches it up a bit, you know, makes something
new. He follows
new, you know?
Pentatonic scales, and he
uses
the whammy.
You know?
It's like the edge.
I mean, there's only so long.
The edge plays like
that.
3 notes, and then he puts all the distortion on top of it.
Yeah.
He retired from the WWE. Oh, sorry.
Turn his mic off.
His mic is off.
That was funny.
So, well, like Aerosmith, I think that their shit's still all right even now, but compared to the 70s,
like,
or they're like their 70s.
I like
70s.
90s Aerosmith, and that's only Aerosmith.
Oh, really?
I don't like Aerosmith at all.
But they started in the 70s, though.
Yeah, they started in the 70s.
I don't like Aerosmith at all. I mean, they had
those look natural.
Maybe one song that I ever liked, and then after that, I just didn't
care. I know what song you're talking about, dude, from fucking Armageddon.
No.
He stopped following I Like Girls Daily because he said she updates too much.
She updates too much, but I already follow like 4 porn.
So you want to just look at the same pictures of titties all the time?
Yeah.
Like, I would like to see different titties all day long.
Okay, like this.
In fact, if you could get me one titty that's different from the other titty, that'd be awesome too. You know what I mean?
Like a black one and a yellow one.
Exactly.
Just
I totally take
here
that.
And no, you'll see. I mean, you'll see the different ones that she updates every day.
Fucking save them.
That'll save them.
No,
that's her timeline.
Okay, okay.
That's the ones that she sends.
Ain't no titties like the Total
and
Recall titties.
Somehow
three
boobs. You know that's actually a real. It's real. Like there's actually ladies out there that have three boobs like that.
You making shit up?
I've seen. I'm not even joking. I swear to God, it's
like Photoshop.
But
I don't
know.
I don't, dude.
Is his lips?
I am not joking. Look it up. It's an actual.
Oh,
I don't know how we're gonna have that.
Red Rocket. Red Rocket. Red Rocket.
Grab the mic, Oscar.
Yeah.
You stupid son of a bitch. Oh, no, fucking punt you like a goddamn football.
I enjoy the pictures. It's just like, it just became to the point where I was like, okay, stop. Like, I already follow 4 porn stars or porn models, and they post pictures all the time. So
it was written and directed by
I think I'm good on boobs and pussies. Like,
no, you're not. How many have you seen your entire life that have been in real life?
In real life?
Yeah, you're not done yet. It is way too early for that.
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm quitting. I'm just saying on my phone.
I think this is Joey's way of coming out. I think it was about
that
time already.
And that shall be tweeted.
God damn it. Well,
Joey's done.
What's that, bud? You have to tweet something?
Like, no, get away from me. Don't put the oven mitts on me.
You put oven mitts on him?
He's gonna hump Joey.
Ah.
Joey doesn't want his like claws tearing him up.
Kitten mittens.
Did you watch the last episode of It's Always Sunny?
No, I didn't.
Which
no,
one
no.
was it?
It was this one of the it's the first part of the season finale.
Returns I didn't see it. No. I think the last one I saw was when they got stuck in the woods.
Wow.
I don't even know if that's even this season.
Last season. Yeah.
No, wait, it was the one where he explains how he got fat or why he got fat.
Okay.
Yeah, I only saw parts of it. I didn't see all of it. I fell asleep.
Why did he get fat?
Because they didn't think he had looked like his double because the double was like way bigger than him. So he decided to gain weight to gain mass to what do you call it? Cultivate mass.
Cultivate mass, yeah.
And basically everybody like they go. And then he's like, aha, I'm at that weight in 200. They're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I got double in the TV show?
Yeah, remember, because they got so, they started running a famous bar. And they're like making money over hand or fist. So they couldn't have it, you know, they couldn't goof off and do shit they used to. They're like, I want to go back to the old way. Basically, we're just eking by.
Yeah.
Because they had to do the most minimal effort ever and still live their lifestyle.
Yeah.
So everything goes awry. They're like, fuck it. We want to go back. We don't want responsibility. So they're looking for doubles. And yeah. Mac had interviews a double. Is like, this guy's just a fucking huge ripped dude. And he's like, yeah, we look exactly alike. He's like, no, you don't. Because you know? He's like delusional in his mind that he's always like fucking ripped.
Man, I got to see the end of that episode.
Dude is fucking brilliant.
I think one of my favorite episodes, I think it's from the new season, is the where they play the game. What was it called?
Charty McDennis.
Yeah, that was classic. It was so hilarious.
Ah, dude.
It was there's rarely one of those episodes where I sat there and laughed through the whole thing.
It killed it
for me.
I told him from the beginning, I was like, dude, this show's fucking hilarious. You gotta watch this. And then finally he's like, you're right. It's hilarious. I was like, of course it is. It's fucking hilarious. They're just incredibly racist, just horrible.
It's just very horrible people, and it always ends horribly. It never ends good.
They never learned their lesson.
They don't. Never. I think that's what makes it so great, man. Just like,
dude, I'll tell you how horrible they are. My wife used to love that show. When she was going through chemo, she fucking said, she goes, I can't stand them. And ever since, I just cannot stand them. I was like, really? She goes, they were horrible. So to this day, she will not watch this show that she loves. You know, it's fucking hilarious. How Matt got fat. Yeah. That's
there it goes,
Listen as we start watching TV on a
Thunder Gun. Did y'all see that one?
Podcast.
Which one's that one?
That was one of the latest before.
This is some of the more editing you'll have to do, Oscar.
I will edit the hell out of this.
That's kind of like a more literal.
I don't know, man.
In the background.
There's this show I saw before Hulu got all gay with their whole pro membership. It was called Testies. I don't know if you ever got to see it or saw anything about it. It came on FX. They premiered it after.
Oh, I think I've seen it. Yeah,
it was just a little bit over the top, like way over the top. There was actually a lot of nudity in that show, surprisingly. Unfortunately, it was mostly male nudity. But the show was hilarious. The premise was, there's these two guys, they work for a medical company where they test products on them. And each episode is about them testing a different drug and its side effect to them. But it just gets incredibly hilarious throughout the season.
Just chilling.
It's something I think you should watch.
The way you describe it makes me wonder why this show was ever canceled.
Because of the shit that they did. There's this one episode where their friend convinced them, they lose their memory, and they convince them that they're a gay couple. And they go as far as reenacting their first time they did it. in front of their grandma, by the way. This is where the show ends up at the end of the day. It's a crazy show, man.
Another show that I didn't think I would get into, but I started watching it as of late, was actually pretty fucking funny, is The League.
The League?
Show.
Well, Nick Kroll is my favorite. He's funny.
Hilarious in there. Actually, Jeff Goldblum plays his dad.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah. But
I was wondering what Jeff Goldblum was doing nowadays.
Dude, he's still in a lot of shit. He's fucking hilarious, dude.
Yeah. I've never seen The League. What is The League about?
Dude, it's fantasy football.
94.
Oh, man, there's so much there.
Dude. And it's just like these, they're like brother, there's a pair of brothers, and they're friends, and the wife of one of the friends. And they're all, you know, they're all into this fantasy football league. And they're just basically, again, they do stupid shit to each other, and it's like totally, it's out there. They do really stupid shit, basically.
You know, one show I'd really, really get into was Workaholics. I saw like one or two episodes. I didn't really get into it. I thought the one or two episodes I saw were funny, but I just didn't.
You got to stick with it. I wanted to hate it. I was like, okay, it made me chuckle. And I watched it again. The second one, I was like, okay, these guys are on their shit.
Yeah.
And then by the third episode, I was like, okay, I'm watching the show. And I told him, I was like, dude, you got to watch the show. It's actually pretty funny.
I think one of one of the ones that actually made me laugh was the one where they go to the Juggalo concert.
That one
had me cracking up. It was pretty funny.
But they're all pretty good. I wanted to hate that show because usually Comedy Central is like, most of the time miss. They cancel something right away when it doesn't work. And it was one of those shows that hit. And I was like... Which one?
It's Norm
McDonald. That show. I never even saw it.
I saw a sports show.
Yeah.
There's only one segment that I like, and he calls it angry Bill Cosby. And all it is a picture of Bill Cosby just randomly throughout the show. He'll pop it in. Only thing funny about that show. That was pretty much it.
It his kind of humor is out there. It's just like,
his stand-up is funny.
He's incredibly funny. He's one of them weird alt comics, and. He may not like the fuck are you doing?
He's wearing a monocle.
Oh. Okay.
This is another edit point.
Oh, he's drunk.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, where was I? Oh, anyway.
You want to do some fresh moves on the mic there? You want to show us your moves?
Yeah, boy. Wait, that's a microphone, not a camera, Matthew. Anyway. I don't know what the fuck I was talking about. I'm way off on a tangent somewhere, sirs. And
you had a lot of editing, Oscar.
Yeah, I didn't.
A lot of editing to do.
Yeah, be cut.
Okay. And cut here.
So Lindsay Lohan, she naked as hell.
Did we already talk about that?
We have not.
No, we didn't.
Oh, we did not on mic.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan, her fucking Playboy spread.
Playboy spread.
Spread. The pictures were leaked, and we just saw them. And
apparently, there's been like a ton of shitty publicity on it. Like people were like,
"It is."
It was a lot of that. That was the response they got. Was like,
"It's mainly because they were talking about full frontal nudity, and
vag.
It wasn't there.
We didn't get anything, dude. Not even a fucking a red, ginger pube. No."
Hoping to see that. Seriously, I was wondering that answer.
I was really disappointed with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see a redhead.
It's like, but I do like a woman that has a nipple that looks like a gravy stain.
It's just gravy stain. Yes. It's because there's no areola. It's mostly it's all nipple and no areola. It's just weird.
She
looks like
agree.
A Barbie doll with like a little nub at the end of her fucking.
I don't know. Maybe
said the six
just...
guys sitting alone in a room, critiquing a woman.
Me and Oscar are married.
Well,
not together.
True.
I mean,
well,
not
in this
like,
state.
Damn the state! Will they not recognize our love?
My favorite part is when Steven screams into the mic and then doesn't talk into the mic for stretches. Edit.
I will say good day to you, sir. Oh, anyway,
we just call this one edit.
Well, anyway,
oh, yeah, Mark. Yeah,
we never really finished that. We went on like a 20-minute
detour. Oh, wow, that's right.
Is that Fat McLovin?
Yes,
Fat McLovin.
Fat McLovin.
Okay, so anyway, we got to the point where
he looks kind of like—he looks more like Lance Berkman.
No, dude, he looks just like McLovin.
I think he looks like. I don't see it. I don't see Lance Berkman.
Dude, I tweeted a picture. I was like, dude, McLovin let himself go. And I sent it to him, and I don't know, but I was like, he
has to know that I'm. And Rudy even texted me. I mean, like, he sent it on Twitter. He put it on Twitter. Like, he's like, does he not know that you're a total and complete dickbag? And I didn't respond. I was like, I think he knows. You know? So that's why I was like, I stopped because I was about to tear into him about these things. I was like, you know what? Not even worth it. I was like, nah. But I could tell because he was getting serious, and he didn't appreciate the fact that
he did get serious. You know, the tone, you could tell on the tone.
So I was reading the whole thing on Twitter. On my
and he was just laughing his ass off at the whole thing. He retweeted, ha, 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 and then Twittered the picture, retweeted the picture that I sent.
So what exactly happened? I'm kind of not clear. He tweeted the whole conspiracy thing.
He was tweeting
and you
the
replied.
Thing about the conspiracy theory, and he was saying how, you know, like these camps, FEMA camps are being built outside of I-10 by Baytown, Texas, and you can go out there and see these
camps.
Yeah,
you can see them for yourself.
And I'm like,
I live over there. I don't see
I'm like,
there.
Really?
I thought you lived in
Pasadena. No, I live on the other side of the tunnel.
In Pasadena.
No, I live. No.
We're coming from my.
I live in. It's considered Houston, but it's on the outskirts of what was that? Galena Park.
By the tunnel.
exactly.
And your mic goes off again.
And that are the pretty much. That's what the tunnel connects. Is Pasadena to that part of town.
Galena Park. Gotcha. Yeah.
Anyway, so I was like, okay, I was like, I'm not gonna get serious and like make this kid cry. So I was like. Let me tweet this picture because I had just got a picture in from like I Like Girls Daily, and I was like, so I copied the URL and I pasted it, and I replied that after you know he'll tell me that you go see these camps, and I was like, well, I was like, here, I was like, you need to see this; it explains so much.
So I'm thinking, I saw the link and I was like, I'll press the link to see you know what it is. I want to see what it is.
So you posted a link and it led to that.
It was led to a woman bent over with her pants down.
I think that was a better delivery than
pussy.
Actually posting the picture.
And you know, and I meant it as such. You know, I was like, just fucking joking. You know, I was like, who the hell's gonna get angry for me sending a picture of you know some young chick's vag and asshole when she's bent over? It's like, who could possibly complain about that?
Seriously, if I was having a bad day, that'd be great. Just give me a picture of that. Like, oh. You're a good friend.
So he sends a reply back, but again, I had got his replies back the first text message. You know, fucking like, I'm laughing my ass off at work, you know? And then he retweets it.
It was dead quiet in the office, and I'm just like... I was like, what the fuck is this guy's problem? What was this in his phone? Just laughing.
And anyway, so, you know, he replies back to it. It's like, I hope that picture makes you feel better, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, about losing your you know, your rights. He's like, but it doesn't make me feel better. Like,
oh, and that then, is so... Then,
I know, yeah, he got dead and serious.
And then he... I know, he was like, good day, sir.
Gay.
And then he put good
day,
sir.
Yeah, he put good day, sir. I was like, what?
And
I was
he put
like,
good day, sir?
Yeah, that was his reply back to me.
You gotta get on Twitter, man. It's fucking hilarious.
It's just like a big fucking restroom wall where you go and type shit on there like, you are stupid. No, not you're stupid. And somebody races it out and somebody comes back in and just... It's a stupid argument. That's exactly what it is.
But don't do that on Twitter. Please don't.
But anyway... So I had, and then he sent it back, and I was even like, all right, you know, I was like, let me feed into him, you know, I was like, I'm not gonna destroy him, I was like, I'll give him the benefit, and I was like, well, okay, well, why don't you just come on, you know, the podcast, come bullshit with me, like, he was like, no, I, you know, good day, sir. And then
yeah,
I was like,
that's when he said good day. Right.
And I asked him about 9/11. I was like, do you think it was, you know, I was trying to bait him into another, but he didn't take the bait. And I was like, what
at least
about
he was smart enough not to take that bait. Yeah.
I was like, what about 9/11? I was like, what do you think? It was hijackers or hijinks? And then he looked at that. And I could tell you, it was like.
I think he seriously hates you now, man.
I'm pretty sure he does because people don't like when you disagree with them. People like to hang around with people who agree with them a lot because nobody
gets disagree with that.
Fuck you.
I don't know. Maybe he just needs a girlfriend or something. He's looking at life.
He has a baby mama.
Oh, I forget about that. That's right.
He's got a kid. But anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Fat McLovin has a kid?
That makes me feel bad.
I like how you added
same thing when we found out you had a kid.
Well, I got two kids.
Well, yeah, but you were like got a kid like right out of like, I think you're like in your, not even in your 20s and you had a kid.
21.
Really? I thought it was Mark, like 19. 19?
No, I think I was 20 or 21. 22. I think I was 21.
My friend Kenny was 14 when he had his first kid.
Holy shit.
That's first? Young.
Yeah. Well,
first?
It was only.
Only. Okay.
I'm pretty sure there's another one coming. Like, but. Oh, yeah, 14 years old. He's 22 now, and the kid's what's. Seven, something like that? I don't remember.
And grandma's 30.
And grandma's 30.
Don't call me grandma around your uncle here.
Actually, surprisingly, his parents are incredibly old. As young as he is, his dad is like 80, and his mom is like 69. Yeah, they had him when
69.
They were
69.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. Right.
Another part you'll edit out, Oscar. Start here.
Go and like peek under that moo-moo and watch that prolapsed uterus popping out.
That's a gilf. I think those are called gilfs.
That's a good gilf.
That grandma.
Hey, you know
I
what? Let's look up some fucked up stuff on the internet.
You have a list. Oscar.
I have a list. anonymousass.com. You wanted me to write that down. What is that?
What?
Anonymousass.com.
No.
Nothing but anonymous ass?
Dexter, you know.
No.
That's what you told me to write it down.
I did.
No, I'm good. Thank you, though.
No. I mean, considering square. That what Oscar's writing down, I don't know if...
On my list, I got some dude attempt to rob a UFC fighter.
Yeah.
And the UFC...
Yeah, I seen that, yeah.
He's like trying to rob Chuck Norris.
Well, he didn't know. He just apparently this random guy was trying to rob this dude at a gas station. It turned out that dude was a UFC fighter. So that dude got his ass kicked and he shot himself in the foot.
Talking about bad luck, yeah. Man.
I thought that was like an awesome story.
That's pretty hilarious. That's what that is.
He's just fucking badass.
It just goes to show.
That is a very description of what irony is.
it literally is, yeah.
He fucking shot
What's
himself.
Hilarious, though, is he shot himself in the foot, yeah.
During the struggle. It's during the struggle he shot himself in the ankle.
I didn't know he did that part. I just heard he got beat up.
Oh, he got his ass handed to him, and he shot himself.
Did they say what UFC fighter it was?
No, he wants to remain nameless.
Oh, okay.
Because he didn't want to get prosecuted or kicked out of UFC or anything.
Right.
Ass to mouth porn fail.
Yeah, pretty much. But even still, you can kind of have a bad rap about it, because Dana likes to keep, Dana White likes to keep,
yeah,
you know,
in check.
They already have like a bad reputation just because of what they're perceived as being, even though they're not, even though it's like clean, relatively clean fighting.
Well, I mean, now it is. I mean, before, back in the first, you know, that was a little. Yeah, that was
yeah
like
that's
no
like
holds.
Ultimate Fighter, though. That's more, yeah.
But now it's, now it's like.
An actual sport now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Dana has changed it into an actual sport. So.
I mean, I still like boxing.
I've never been a big fan of boxing. I'll watch it occasionally, but. I'm semi-fan. I have the story of the lady here in Houston. She hit this kid over by Milby High School. And when she got out to see if the kid was okay, the kid was stunned. And basically the kid was like, I don't know if I'm okay. So she threw a religious pamphlet at him and took off.
What?
It was in the Houston Press.
No, what happened?
Hold
you
on.
You were whispering.
I was talking to Oscar because you guys are all distracted by Bud.
No, man, he's the guy with the smooth radio talking voice.
I know, so. Right? It's smooth. Yeah. I like it.
It is now 4:15 in the evening.
Yeah. How y'all doing out there?
She smooth jazz. That's right, ladies. We're going to slow down for you tonight. We're going to have a little...
I got a new story about a Michigan woman bought a 2006 used Ford Expedition from CarMax. Apparently, like, she complained about a smell. The warmer it got, the worse the smell got. Turned out that it was a dead rat inside of the engine.
Well, you know, Ford.
She took it back and took the hell out of him.
For a rat?
A
well,
rat.
It's the smell. It's just she had it for like a month, and the smell got progressively worse and worse.
Why should everyone want the smelly ass car? Like,
maybe she's not much of a bather. Maybe she just thinks herself, and she just didn't notice until after. Like, I don't know. That's pretty gross.
If it bothered her, why drive it for a month? If it bothered me the first day, I'd be like, okay. Well, that's one day I felt.
It was a used car.
It was used.
Used car. Yeah. So
from CarMax. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have a return policy, too. So just, yeah, go back the first day. It's like, no, this doesn't smell right.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I think she was kind of traumatized and like, fuck that guy. I'm going to sue him.
So she sued him.
Yeah, she's suing him. That's it.
Frivolous lawsuits.
Yep, I agree. You got anything?
Oh, the albinos. You want to talk about the albinos in Africa?
Oh, yeah. Wait,
but
albinos and white dudes in
Africa?
In
Tanzania. Yeah, these albinos. Shut the fuck up or I bash my
there's
guy
another,
in my pet.
There's an edit point,
Oscar. White guys in Africa. I don't know. It's funny.
In South Africa. That's where they're at.
Yeah, these guys are fucking... These albinos are like used or killed and their body parts are used for witchcraft. So, like, yeah. They show this like little kid where this father kind of like made it possible for them to kill his kid for like... And they showed it, like, fucking his limb was hacked off. His arm was partially cut off, and his leg was cut off because they wanted to use his body parts in these weird witchcraft practices. And, like, they're, like, people, like, buy their body parts and shit for...
What's the purposes, like, of that
witchcraft.
Particular witchcraft?
These people believe in witchcraft.
Yeah, and I know, like how does it help their witchcraft? Like,
it's supposedly because they're rare. I mean, I don't know.
That's crazy.
Freaky with those pink eyes.
Yeah.
Listen to Matt as he doesn't have a mic. Again, Matt is talking without the mic.
Anonymousass.com?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You told me earlier, dude.
I didn't tell you. That was Steve, but he doesn't even know.
Steve, what is Anonymous Ass?
Dude, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Anonymousass.com. We were talking about Lindsay Lohan. You're like, anonymousass.com.
Maybe you just had a fever dream for that second. Steven's telling me about anonymous.
Ass.com.
It's a little link where she's just... I do. I honestly do have no idea.
Dude, go to anonymousass.com and tell me what that is.
So, Joey.
It sounds like a setup.
You had something. You were going to say something. Anonymous. You're going, oh, yes. And then Steve stopped you.
When? Was that like 30 minutes ago?
Jesus Christ.
There's a lot of editing here, folks.
Yeah. So, Oscar, here's another edit point.
Yeah.
Woo!
I'll edit that out.
Yeah, you'll edit that out.
And Dick.
No, seriously, you were like...
What were we just talking about?
I don't know.
Pantera versus...
No, we already covered that.
What is
these
with
kids
you
and
the Pantera
wrong.
And Metallica?
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing if you look for it. You're just going to find a...
Anonymousass.com?
No, it's not.
I Googled it.
I swear to God, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Did you go to the website?
I Googled it. There's nothing there.
No, you don't Google it. You type it in the URL bar.
Dude, if you made my iPad explode, I swear to God, I'm killing. You want me to go there way too much, so I'm
not
going there.
Did you spell it right?
Yeah, I did.
Anonymous is kind of hard to spell. Oh, to me, it is. I spelled it wrong. See, look, A-N-Y.
He doesn't have auto spell on his piece of paper.
I got a cotton mouth and I'm hungry.
So how's the rapping going, Joey?
Oh, yeah, professional.
I'm a rapping detective on an insect.
He said he could flow off mic, really, a minute ago.
Do you have anything written down? You just go crazy? Him.
I'm your man. Stick up that corner while I stick.
We're looking for like a little intro beat.
And his mic got turned off. Go ahead, Joey.
We're looking for like a little like 10, 15 second intro beat to us.
Well, I mean, that sounds pretty good right there. But no, I mean, I got other people that do the beats for me, so I really.
He just spits hot fire. Garage bands are real, and it works really well. It doesn't work as well on this, but it's in chords, and you're never mind.
Edit this part out too.
You're playing it backwards too, by the way.
Just like Jimi Hendrix.
Shut up! I cannot believe you tried to compare yourself to Jimi Hendrix.
Shh! Not will I play.
Oh, this is going really well. So there's another edit point. Yep. we literally have, we've gone 50, like almost 60 minutes.
Let's give it a break there. I want to get up for a minute. Okay.